CCI rejects complaint against Nestlé over unethical Maggi sauce claims. CCI verdict, a clear distinction between safety and competition law. The core issue, why food safety isn't a CCI matter. At a glance, the CCI's landmark decision. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. The Competition Commission of India, CCI, dismissed a complaint alleging unethical Maggi sauce production by Nestlé at its Goa plant, ruling that the claims involved food safety violations, not competition law issues, and therefore fell outside its jurisdiction. The Competition Commission of India, CCI, on Tuesday, rejected a complaint alleging abuse of dominance tied to Maggi sauce production at Nestlé's Goa factory. Chairperson Ravneet Kaur and members Anil Agrawal, Sweta Kakkad, Deepak Anurag noted the issues raised primarily relate to violation of food, health and safety standards, and do not fall within the ambit of the Act. The complaint, filed under Section 19(1)(a) of the Competition Act, accused Nestlé's Bicholim Maulingwem plant in North Goa of unethical practices. The informant alleged Nestlé used a dirty water extraction pump from an under-construction site and mislabeled bottles, misleading consumers and breaching food safety norms. He claimed that such conduct amounted to dominance abuse under Section 4 of the Act and pointed to weak oversight from the Goa Food Safety Regulator. Kolumkar's relief demands included a full investigation, a ban on further certifications, and personal accountability over a Maggi sauce scam spanning 15 years. Why CCI found no competition law issue? After reviewing the submissions, the Commission concluded the allegations did not raise competition concerns. It emphasized that the claim primarily relates to food, health, and safety standards, areas outside its statutory mandate. Nestlé's defense argued no evidence showed anti-competitive conduct, market distortion, or exclusionary effects. The CCI agreed there was no prima facie case requiring further inquiry. Order closure under Section 26(2) and denial of interim relief. Under Section 26(2) of the Competition Act, the CCI formally closed the case forthwith. The order rejects the complaint at the earliest stage. It also dismissed the informant's plea for interim relief under Section 33, noting no urgent intervention was justified. The Commission observed that none of the relief sought showed a case for immediate action. By dismissing both the complaint and interim relief, the CCI reaffirmed its view. No competition law issue was made out. Competition enforcement versus food safety regulation. This ruling underscores a fundamental distinction. Competition law aims to curb market abuse, whereas food safety and labeling violations fall under regulatory agencies. In India, FSSAI and state food safety departments are the competent forums for hygiene or contamination issues. The Maggi brand has faced controversy earlier, notably the 2015 Lead and MSG scandal, which triggered nationwide recalls and regulatory actions. That episode revealed how product safety concerns often get, rightly, handled outside competition law. What comes next? Regulatory or consumer redress? With CCI declining jurisdiction, the complainant may approach food safety authorities or consumer forums under the Food Safety and Standards Act, 2006, or the Consumer Protection Act. If food safety lapses can be proved, enforcement agencies can impose penalties, recalls, or bans. This decision also signals that misuses of competition law to address non-competition grievances may be curtailed. It sets a precedent. The CCI will not entertain claims lacking economic or antitrust substance. The 2015 food safety crisis. The most significant controversy for Maggi noodles erupted in May 2015 when food safety officials in Uttar Pradesh found excessive lead levels in samples, 17.2 parts per million, ppm, nearly seven times the permissible limit of 2.5 ppm. Tests also detected monosodium glutamate, MSG, despite packaging claims of no added MSG. This led to a nationwide ban on all nine Maggi variants by the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, in June 2015. Nestlé India had to recall stock worth an estimated 320 crore, over $50 million, from the market. The ban was lifted by the Bombay High Court in August 2015, which questioned the reliability of the initial lab tests and ordered fresh examinations. Subsequent tests at three accredited laboratories found lead levels within safe limits, allowing Maggi to return to the market in November 2015. Recent trademark dispute. In a 2025 legal case, the Delhi High Court closed a trademark infringement suit filed by Nestlé in 2018 against a utensil company using the name MaggiSun, deceptively similar to the Maggi brand. The dispute ended after the utensil maker agreed to stop using the name and cancel its MaggiSun trademark registration.